A 2014 survey found that almost 20% of Bay Area households who use the Feeding Tampa Bay Food Bank were veterans or active duty military. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien introduces you to a military family who learned firsthand how quickly circumstances can change for the worse.
Before I introduce you to the Norman family, it's important to know that they never in a million years would have thought that they ever would have to skip meals so their children could eat or live in their cars because there wasn't enough money for a motel.
2-3 weeks ago, we have a normal life. I worked, he worked. We go to the mall, and now it's nothing like this no more. My little youngest daughter, can we go to the mall? Can I have a hamburger? No, we always have to say no for everything now.
It was just a few weeks ago that Lena Norman's husband was still in the Army, and the family was living in Colorado. But after almost 10 years on active duty, Keith Norman wanted to follow his dream to become a law officer, and he got an opportunity in Tampa.
We planned, like, ahead of time. We made arrangements to, you know, seek housing.
They sent us pictures. Yeah. We sent a security deposit, rents, everything. And we think, okay, we're going over there. We have job interviews here. We have the house. We're good.
Yeah.
And then we came here. We went straight to the address. And we just think, oh, my God.
It was pretty awful. The neighborhood was, like, really bad.
A couple and times, I have four children, four girls. Is it safe over there? Is this good school? We said, yeah, don't worry, ma'am, don't worry. Yeah. Promises, and then close to a trailer park. Parks in there, roaches, the rooms are tiny. My kid just gets scared.
It was completely disastrous. Yeah.
That disaster spun into a downward spiral as the couple, who met and married in Germany almost 5 years ago, used up their savings on motel rooms in Tampa while they tried to get a refund and find another house. When money ran low, they pawned their television, borrowed money from family. Then Keith and Lena started skipping meals.
We just buy the food for the kids. They, Mom, why you don't eat? So they just give us pieces, and we just say, we're going to be fine. And we try to don't lose it completely in front of them.
And basically, we had to, like, stretch our money out. It's crazy because, like, during the time that we were living in our vehicles, it was a big life changer.
Both Keith and Lena were embarrassed and distraught by how quickly their finances disintegrated, and they worried that asking for help might affect their job prospects. But after sleeping in their cars for about a week, the family got a motel voucher and meals from Metropolitan Ministries and helped finding a modest single-family concrete block home in the Palm River neighborhood. The three school-age girls are enrolled, and Keith has taken his first test in the process of becoming a law officer.
And my daughter have a birthday on 25th, too. My oldest daughter, she's going to be 13, and we just tried to save our last money for cake. We explained that this year it's going to be different like the years before. And Thanksgiving, probably we just want to skip Thanksgiving this year, too, because...
On Thursday, they still didn't have a reliable source of food until they visited Feeding Tampa Bay.
When I hear a story like that, I'm struck by the idea that they are willing to do whatever is necessary in order to make the life for their children and for their family what we would all want it to be. The lengths that they have to go to, though, are extraordinary.
Thomas Mance is CEO of Feeding Tampa Bay, the food bank that provides an estimated 65% of all the food to soup kitchens, church pantries, and other charitable food programs in a 10-county area. Their distribution warehouse is just a few miles north of the Norman family's rented house.
Obviously, if you're in the military and everything goes wrong on you, you still have a place to sleep and you still have a meal provided by your employer. When you're back out on your own, these basic services and necessities are no longer as readily available.
Their survey found that 19% of the households they serve have a veteran or active duty military member. Air Force veteran and new Feeding Tampa Bay employee Marlon Sykes was unaware of that statistic, but only slightly surprised.
Mostly startles me because I don't feel like any veteran should be in that category. But it doesn't surprise me because I've seen it.
It's particularly awful that veterans who we've asked to stand up and guard us and defend us should be hungry. I agree with that 1,000%. I also believe that no one else should be hungry.
The Norman family won't go hungry. Feeding Tampa Bay gave them a box of food and information on how to find their mobile food pantries. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.